Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix, every Friday on City News Halifax. The Eagle I didn't start to notice megastar Channing Tatum until Magic Mike, but the signs he was a fine dramatic actor have been there all along. I dismissed him after the dance drama Step Up, but this Roman epic proved he had the chops to make it as more than a rom-com star. Tatum stars as Marcus, an honorably discharged wounded soldier in Roman-ruled Britain. He heads on a mission to honor his father by finding his lost legion's golden emblem, dubbed the Eagle. Marcus brings a slave who owes his life to him on his journey, and the road is treacherous for them both. Jamie Bell co-stars in one of his more challenging roles, and Donald Sutherland adds some fantastic dramatic support. This is a hidden gem that may just surprise you as much as it did me. 4/5 stars a Cinderella story. It's not a particularly good film, and yet, there's something really magical about this romantic comedy that gets me every time. A modernish take on Cinderella, this one follows Samantha, a teenager who lives with, and tolerates, her stepmother and siblings after her father's passing. Forced to work for her stepmom, she finds excitement in the idea of meeting a young man who she's been speaking to on the internet. It's an absolutely silly, routine genre picture that somehow manages to consistently keep me smiling. Hilary Duff, One Tree Hill's Chad Michael Murray, Dan Bird, Oscar winner Regina King, Lynn Shay and Mary Pat Gleason are all lovely here. But this one is really made worthwhile by Jennifer Coolidge, who plays the wicked stepmother role with such mastery and delight it's impossible not to be gleeful when she's on screen. 3.5, 5 stars Bombshell. In the wake of the hashtag MeToo scandals that rocked Hollywood and popular culture comes this film based on real events. The women working at Fox News take on network head Roger Ailes, and the toxic, sexually manipulative workplace he presided over in Bombshell. Director Jay Roach, known primarily for comedies like Austin Powers and Meet the Parents, makes a searing film here, even if it's sometimes uneven. The performances are incredible, and both Margot Robbie and Charlize Theron nabbed Oscar nominations for their roles here. They're joined by Nicole Kidman, the villainous John Lithgow, Malcolm McDowell, Kate McKinnon and Allison Janney. It's not a perfect film by any means, but Bombshell sure is an explosive tale. 3.5, 5 stars Tall Girl. Tall Girl 2. As a huge lover of romantic comedies, I don't quite understand why it took me so long to watch this Netflix original. But with the sequel recently released, now might be a great time to catch up with a double feature. The original 2019 film follows Jody, an abnormally tall girl in high school who feels uncomfortable in her own skin. Bullied by classmates and dismissed by the guys in her grade, everything changes when she meets a Swedish foreign exchange student. But she starts to wonder if real love and acceptance needs to come from within first. Ava Michelle is wonderful as Jody, and young actresses Sabrina Carpenter and Paris Baralk are also really, really well cast. Throw in Griffin Gluck, a Lock and Key star, and Luke Eisner, and the young cast really brings it. It was also nice to see Steve Zahn and Angela Kinsey as the young girl's parents, and they add some great comedic timing to it all. An above-average rom-com with a stellar sequel, these two are worth checking out. 4/5 stars Murderville. I don't think there are many actors more likable than Will Arnett, who is always the best part of any project he's in. This wonderful little show, created by Medical Police's Krister Johnson, is absolutely wild, but that's the whole point. It follows Detective Terry Seattle, struggling with his own inner demons, who teams with a celebrity guest each episode to solve a murder. It's improvised, hilarious and absolutely unhinged. I loved every single minute of it. If you like your comedy silly and totally off the wall, then Murderville is the type of humorous little romp you'll be into. 4/5 stars Warning. Contains language. Jordan Parker's weekly film reviews can be found on his blog, Parker and the Picture Shows.